the question after any date in Iowa. What happened? Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
We're back on the phone. Our listener Tina got a hold of us and wanted some help tracking down Brendan, find out what happened. She said they met on dating. Was it Plenty of Fish, right? Yeah, yep. I think so. And said they got along well. He planned an outdoor picnic. So even on a cool, cold day, some hot chocolate, some soup, that sort of thing. And she thought they hit it off well and had a really good time. And Brendan said he had fun, too, when we got him on the line. But the last thing he told us was she got a little under his skin. All right, Brendan, how'd she get under your skin? What's up?
Well, she kept making these like backhanded compliments, and then you know, just after a while, I just got so sick of it.
Oh, no, yeah, okay. Like, well, I mean, she's not. Yeah, such as what did she say?
She said quite a few things. I mean, the one thing that like really sticks out in my head is she's like, well, you know, this was a really well planned out date for a guy.
Oh.
You know, like everything was just anti men.
In
the back of my mind, I'm just like, what is going on? Something's not right.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of condescending. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So that was what got under your skin, the backhanded compliments. Okay. So we want to bring Tina back onto the show now. Tina, are you there still?
Yes.
You heard Brendan. He heard what he said.
Yeah,
okay. What do you have to say? Yeah. What do you have to say to that?
I did not mean it like that. It was just a really poor phrasing.
I mean, I kind of feel like you definitely meant it like that. I mean, it's not a big deal, but I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm not the guy for you, or
no. I mean, I don't know. I'm super sorry, but like, I've just broken up with a really bad person, and I'm still kind of getting over that. But like, I didn't mean to take it out on you at all.
Okay. I mean, well, that makes some more sense now.
I'm really sorry. I'll try not to bring my baggage in on like another date if we get to go out again.
Okay. Well, okay. What do you say to that, Brendan? Any interest in going out again?
Well, thank you for the apology. I mean, communicating that actually makes more sense now. I guess we could give this another try.
Okay, great. All right. Well, you know what? This is where we bow out.
Yes.
Because whether you guys actually ever go out again is up to yourselves, and we don't want you feeling undue pressure from, you know, being on the radio. So you obviously have her contact information, Brendan, right? You know how to get a hold of Tina?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, if you want to go out with her again, I suggest you text her, call her, something. And, well, Tina, you want to know what happened? Sounds like maybe some good news. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
I hope it works out for you. Good luck. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Take care. Bye.
If you still aren't sure what happened, hear it again at star1025.com.